And welcome to Shrink Prostate Class. We're going to have an awesome class this morning, and we're going to be working on really restoring the internal structure and really getting the prostate to a much better place. So I want to welcome each of you. Please do sign in. We have 15 gentlemen from our community joining in for this class, and I'm delighted to be able to bring this class to you. Okay, and how are you doing this morning? All is well here. We've had a really active morning with our team meeting already. So please do sign in when you can. I'll be looking for you in the chat box, and we'll go ahead and get our slides up on the screen to get started. Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, excellent. So I see viewers, you guys just aren't chatting in the chat box yet. No problem. All right, so this is a men's class, shrink prostate. There we go. Hi, Tony. Yay, from South Wales. Welcome to the call, Tony. And Bert from Hanover, Massachusetts. I hear you guys are having some weather out on the East Coast. We're having sunshine and hot weather out here in California. Robert from Tel Aviv. Oh, hi, Robert. Well, that's a interesting and wonderful place to live, I think. Okay. So we'll start the morning with a blessing, and we'll just remove the obstacles in the way of really getting this full activation, this full clearing. Vakuratunda Makaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sara Kayeshu Sarodam. And we're going to begin with an opening meditation for rejuvenating your body and really bringing the vibration of the body up to a very high vibrational rate so that the transformation happens easily. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide, and maybe it's bigger than your hips. You're like you're sitting on a big culvert, and it's hollow in the center. Set the grounding cord on release, and let's release all the excess energy in the body. Grounding your male body, your testicles, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the center of the earth. Setting the whole male body on release and releasing the testicles, the penis, and the prostate, and all the inner workings of the male body. Let's just set them on release. Right now, we're going to clear any dark energies, any cursed energy, any control energy, female control energy. And just sending that grounding cord down to the center of the earth through the big culvert, through the big grounding cord. And you might even have a little whirlwind or a vacuum at the bottom of the grounding cord helping move energy. And you could even see the enlarged prostate like a balloon. It's starting to shrink as the air is let out of the balloon and going down the grounding cord. Seeing congested energy, blocked energy, that's all shifting right now. So we're really allowing the shift to happen. We're welcoming the shift, and we're energizing it a little bit with a, a vacuum or a whirlwind at the bottom of the grounding cord. And just continuing to release energy. And then while we continue to release energy and really focus on allowing and letting the energy shift, the congested energy move out of the body, we'll go up to the adrenals that sit at the waistline, just above the waistline, off the spine a couple inches, grounding a line of energy from the adrenals that are sitting on top of the kidneys down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. So you could actually use the same grounding cord that you're clearing the male body out. And let's set the adrenals on release. We're going to be releasing stress energy, tension, worries, nervous tension. And while we're doing that, go ahead and go set a line of energy coming out the brainstem or the reptilian brain on each side. So we're going to make a diamond. So a line down to each of the adrenals from the brainstem and down to the center of the earth. And we're going to start releasing the survival brain. So as we release the survival brain, we release the nervous system and the adrenals through the first chakra, which is also all about survival, and the prostate is related to the first chakra also, as are the testicles and penis that are outside the body. So all of these are releasing, and we're bringing the first chakra into a clearing along with the brainstem, the adrenals, and the whole male body down there. So releasing overactive survival pictures from the brain can really see a shift. I'm watching a huge shift. And going up to the center of the head, in the center of the head is your golden temple of silence. And we're going to open a trapdoor out the back of the head and release, wash out the center of the head. So again, we'll be releasing looping thoughts, worries, concerns, files, excess boxes, spider webs, cobwebs, squatters, taking a spiritual fire hose and just washing out the center of the head. And it should come to a very peaceful, serene place. The center of the head should become very quiet. You can sit in your throne in the center of the head and maybe looking at the view screen. I sometimes like to think of having like my Star Trek Captain Kirk chair and, that big screen of the universe in front of me. And we're going to pull the aura in to 18 inches around the body. So really shifting from whatever stress or high alert you were in to really pulling the aura in to, it might even feel like a little sleeping bag, comfortable, and you can actually feel a little pressure from your own energy body, your aura. Putting a vacuum cleaner at the top of your head, a little automated Roomba, and let's just have that spiral around your head. It's vacuum out any dust bunnies or fuzz balls in the aura. We'll do a couple clearings of the aura to really help. This is the first one. And it's going to spiral around your head, neck, and shoulders, vacuuming out any dust bunnies and fuzz balls, and spiraling around your body and your hips and your legs and your knees and calves and feet and under your feet. And when it's vacuumed up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in the aura, go ahead and throw it down the big grounding cord at the base of the spine. Opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, through the ankles, shins and calves, knees and thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And then finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, bring a line of energy from that place in the cosmos into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, bringing that down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that cosmic energy into the back of the neck and down the back channels, all the way down into the hips, looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Here's the second aura cleaning. So let's just really allow that cosmic energy to flow and bathe and cleanse the aura. I'm breathing in deeply through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Activating your golden rings, the halo over your head, and bringing those golden rings into really a more vibrant state. Right now I'm energizing your golden rings, and you are too. And we're bringing at least 3 of them online to help with the healing today. These are often just seen when you're at enlightened mastery vibration, but right today we're bringing your body up to enlightened mastery, and we're turning on those golden rings. And also the 7th chakra, which comes out of the crown. It's a little bit more pillar-like than the other chakras and is your direct connection with the Supreme Being. Let's get that chakra open, the discs spinning at the top, spinning both left and right. There's multiple discs. And really seeing the divine connection activating, as well as the 1st chakra. So the 7th and 1st chakra are talking to each other. The 1st chakra is being cleared at the same time. The 1st chakra is pointing down from the perineum, down towards your knees. And you can imagine it kind of a 9-inch ice cream cone shaped mechanism that is from the perineum down towards the knees. It's about 1/4 inch up into the skin. So you're wondering where it starts. It starts just above, just inside the skin. For most of you, probably depends on how long your legs are. It might go kind of mid-thigh. And just seeing that chakra completely awakened. Chakra is, discs are spinning to the left. And while we're waking up the 1st and the 7th chakra, let's go ahead and get the 4th chakra and the 3rd chakra rocking and rolling too. So the 3rd chakra is your will and force and power in the world. It's about 1 inch above the belly button in front. And it also has the cone shape in back. So in front and back, you have a cone shape. It's connected through an energetic line between the body. It's going out about at waistline in the back. Seeing the 3rd chakra coming on full. And seeing in the front the disc circling to the left. And in the back, circling to the left. So that's the left is I think that's counterclockwise, circling to the left. And then the fourth chakra, let's activate that, comes out the base of the sternum, and depends on how tall you are, but kind of right where the wing, your shoulder bones, your wing bones at the bottom there, kind of in the middle there is where they come out. For ladies, it's where the bra line is. So you see a cone in front and a cone in back for the heart chakra, and activating the heart chakra. And the God of your heart, the connection of the God of your heart, and that love, wisdom, intelligence. And the second chakra, let's go ahead and activate that. And that's just above the pubic bone in front and out the tailbone in back, kind of where the coccyx is. And just having those two cone-shaped chakras, front and back, coming on and spinning to the left, the discs at the end. And while we're at it, go ahead and bring the fifth chakra online. And the fifth chakra is at your throat. In the front, it's at the base of your throat. And in the back, it's at the bottom of the neck where the little bump on your neck where your spine is. There's a little bump. And let's keep the, wake up the fifth chakra. That's your, really your ability to speak out in the world. The second chakra, sensuality and creativity on a physical level. And we're waking up the fifth chakra now, your ability to speak and be heard, to hear, to really listen. Spinning at the disc is spinning at the right, to the right in front, and to the left and back. And also let's wake up the sixth chakra, the brow center, third eye. And in front, right out through between the eyebrows and in back, about 2.5 inches up from the base of the spine. Cone shape in front and back. Spinning to the right in front and the right in back. This chakra also fuels, in addition to your wisdom, it fuels parts of the brain and helps the brain work better, more energized. And breathing in deeply and out. Let's take a golden ribbon from the first chakra, actually from the golden rings through the seventh chakra. So a golden ribbon, a golden light from your golden rings through the seventh, and then going to the front of the sixth and the back sixth chakra, and then the front of the fifth and the front, the back of the fifth chakra. So we're going to connect all the chakras and get them talking together, going down to the fourth front and back, the third front and back, the second front and back, and the first, and then looping up to the front and back again of the second, the front and back of the third, the front and back of the fourth, the front and back of the fifth, the front and back of the sixth, and making a full loop with the seventh chakra. And just seeing that gold ribbon is now really cleaning out the communication channels with the seven body chakras. Feeling a lot of energy in the first chakra and the second chakra. Feeling really more energized and clear than you have in years. We're going to be coming out of meditation shortly. I'd love for you to then remember to be sitting in your throne in the center of your head and imagine your spirit now is just becoming bigger, like you've inflated, like you are a balloon in a way. So your spirit is now filling out your fingers and toes, still remaining in the center of the head, but now coming down into completely your body, filling out your fingers and toes, legs and arms, torso, neck, and your head fully, so you're kind of filling yourself out just beyond the outer edge of the skin, breathing in and out deeply, breathing in and out deeply, and coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. And welcome back, everyone. And how was that? Did you enjoy the meditation? It was really nice to activate all of the chakras in the body and to start really clearing out the centers of survival. I think that whole area of the prostate and the testicles and penis, that's all about survival. And so if we go from the survival brain through the adrenals, which help with survival and are all about survival and will, and then down to the first, we get a really great, really attunement and setting you up for the rest of the experience today and really getting you ready to heal that part of your body. And the quantum pump. So that's how you do the quantum pump. If we do the doorknob, it looks like this. And we do chopping, it looks like this. The hands are stiff. Not totally stiff, but chopping is like this. The double pump looks like a double pump. So your fingers are moving. That's a double pump. If you want to do the double pump, sometimes it'll give a little more oomph to your pumping. So again, the quantum pump. On all of these, your elbow is down at your side. Quantum pump is this. Like that. That's the quantum pump. Doorknob is this. So it's like you're holding onto a doorknob and your arm is twisting the doorknob. Chopping, and we definitely will be doing chopping. So hands are like this. Chop, 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 chop. Chopping. Double pump looks like this. Fingers are open. Chopping, fingers are together. Okay, fellas, the reason that the quantum pump works is we're using our mind, we're setting an intention, and we're directing the shift in the quantum field. We're all part of the quantum field, which is particles vibrating. And based on how the particles are vibrating, we have like a globe, or we have Julie Renee, or a necklace. And by intending with our mind and then using this hand movement, which accesses the quantum pleasure field, we're actually able to rearrange the way particles are vibrating. So that's what we're going for. Okay, good. And I see even more people are getting back online. We have 9 people now. Good. Really happy. Thomas, Don, Gary, Robert, okay, I'm happy, and Tony's here, and Bert. 5 guys are on the phone line, fantastic. All right, excellent. So I think the gang's all here. All right, and that's the quantum pump, and then muscle testing. So if you're wanting to learn how to muscle test, that's how we test and find out where we're at with things. It's the right hand and the ring finger. And you're making that ring finger really stiff, really firm, and you're pushing down with your pointer finger of your left hand. I'm Julie Renee. We'll hold firm because it's truth, and the muscles in the body actually respond to truth. I'm Bozo the Clown, and it drops, so because it's not true. And so that's the basics of muscle testing. If you want to see a little bit more of a video on muscle testing, you can just put my name and kinesiology into YouTube, and you'll get a nice little 3-minute demo on muscle testing. All right, you guys. Yay. I'm anxious to get us started on the pumping now, obviously. So let's go ahead and jump into the clearings. So the first thing we're going to look at is clearing amplification. And in amplification, it's not everything in amplification. For those of you who are taking regular classes with me, it's bloodline, Lucifer stops, evil spirit curses, timelines, and cycles that affect the prostate negatively. Alien type 3, mechanism and implant, and it's in matter, so it's in the physical body with alien type 3. And let me tell you, alien type 3 is a synthetic. So that's the name of the alien. And in this case, it's in matter. And then alien type 8 is a dominating type of alien, and also a synthetic is what it's called. And it is also dwelling in matter. Matter is the physical body. A guest, so something that you've allowed in, I believe that guests are primarily aliens, but they can be different things. And they leave something in you that they can come back, so like a seed that they can, and they can kind of sprout there. Ghosts are attached through permeation, so they kind of meld into you. So they, just like something melding into, like, melting butter onto toast, you become porous and it melts into you. So we're going to clear that and then walk in. So if you have a spirit that's living in you as a walk-in, and it'll attach in with implants. So these are the things we're going to be clearing in the prostate and related to the prostate in amplification. So these are very specific to the prostate. So what we're doing right now to clear that is we're all quantum pumping. We're using the regular traditional quantum pump, and we're pumping away on the quantum pumping. And by the way, all of these, sorry, I should just put this at the bottom. All of these are in matter. So just to know, when we look, sometimes they're in different places, like in perception. So let's see, are any of them in perception related to, nope, and any of them in essence related to the prostate, nope, and any of them in the energy body related to the prostate, and I get a no on all of that. So we really are working in matter, which is your physical body, and we're pumping right now to clear this. Oops, that Y sticks. There we go. And we're going to be clearing in amplification because of the aliens and the inserts and things like that. We're going to be clearing for about 20 minutes in this area. We can pop down and look at perception, which won't be near as complicated. Remember, perception is part of the blueprint, where amplification is a supporting realm from the blueprint. And that might be really helpful to learn about, too. And so in perception, again, it's not everything that are on the list of perception, but related to the prostate, group meme, group miasm, black magic, trauma, agreements, and karma. Group mind, you know, like a group mind thought. I think we could also put in here medical control energy. There we go. So that's not always in, that's not always in perception, but in this case, there is quite a bit of medical control energy that goes along with issues in the prostate. James, dear Julie, following on from your advice in January session, can you confirm my infection is now cleared? And if not, what should I do? Okay. James, I'd be happy to answer that in a couple minutes once we get through what we're going to be working on clearing. But, yeah, that's a good question. I'm happy to answer that. And then the next clearing we would be doing after we get through perception, and let me explain this just a little more. So group mind is something that a whole group thinks about, like, oh, I'm getting older. And then people talk about enlarged prostate, and it becomes a conversation, and so it becomes a group reality. And that group reality is sometimes you know, very hard to shift when it becomes a group reality, because it's a presence in your space. So yeah, that's what everybody thinks. And it's not like you think that, but because you're part of that group and you're part of what everybody else is thinking, you get into that zone of group mind or group mind virus. Let's see. Then, you know, I wanted to address medical control energy too, because I was getting some blood tests done, and the doctor, I haven't seen a doctor in 9 years, and the doctor was so curious about why I hadn't seen a doctor, and I said, well, I just felt like the information I was always getting was so negative from them. And he was like, oh, I can understand that. And he found out about the extreme radiation exposure that I had, and that both of my parents have had skin cancer. And he said to me, well, you're definitely going to have skin cancer. And I said, no, I really take good care of my skin. I doubt that. And he goes, no, you're definitely going to have skin cancer. He made me sit in my shorts and my, you know, my undies, basically, and look to see where all the skin cancer was, and I have perfect skin. And he said, well, by next year, you're going to have skin cancer. And he must have told me this like 6 times that I was going to have skin cancer. Now, you can see how that, if I left the office and I didn't clear that, that I would start creating skin cancer, because his medical control energy and his certainty that I was going to have skin cancer would, if I were not a strong person, would override what I believed. So that is a way that a person can put a curse on you, in a way that is unrelated to your reality. So anyway, I just wanted to cover that with you. Okay, so black magic are things that we say about ourselves. Trauma, emotional trauma. You could have emotional trauma that could block things up there. Agreements, and you could have agreements that the prostate enlarges. Karma can also, things from past lives that are unresolved can come back and cause problems in the prostate. And then the medical control energy, which we just talked about. And then that final area that we clear on our big list is emotions, DNA, and shared energy. And I didn't see it as shared DNA in this case, and I didn't see it related to DNA reset. So, again, we just narrowed that down just a little bit more to be very specific to the clearing with the prostate. And then we will go into chopping to reduce size. So that will be the next step. So we'll come back up to amplification where we're working right now. And then, James, I'm going to go to questions now. So if you were in one of the men's classes, we did a recent men's class. Actually, that might have been our first men's class. And you have a question about that, or you have a question about the prostate. While we're pumping to clear the stuff in amplification, I will address some of those questions. Okay, so first of all, James is asking if he's cleared the infections. Does he have any infections in his male body? Zero. You have zero infections in your male body, James. Yay, James! Yay, James! And James, I am actually, if infections are a challenge for you, I will be teaching a class. I believe it's coming up maybe in August. It's a 5-part class on infections. So if you have infections in different parts of the body and you want to learn the ins and outs of infections, that would be a great place to plug in and get all the yeast and fungus and bacterial and viral and mycoplasms. With this work, you can clear herpes and hepatitis, HIV, every kind of gnarly virus or bacterial infection or fungus. You can clear everything with these techniques. And let me show you, as we're pumping here, I'd like to show you, I've just been working on a new chart, which might be interesting to you. So here we're looking at like bacterial infections in general, and where they are located, matter, embodiment, amplification, what the source blocks are, what the anchors are, and what the spiritual interferences are. So I've started mapping out the viral, the fungal, the bacterial, yeast, mycoplasms, and parasites. So it's going to be really interesting. In any case, there we go. And then the clearings for infection are typically the chopping, the double chop, the chopping. But while you're clearing like the source blocks, the anchors and locations, you would be, source blocks are typically just the quantum pump. Anchors are sometimes the quantum pump, and sometimes they are the doorknob. And then the aliens, of course, aliens tend to be clearing with the doorknob, and some of these others quantum pump. Okay, just a little sneak peek on what's going on behind the scenes here with infections. All right. Same as James for Bert. And Bert, does Bert have any infections in his male body? No. I get a no, Bert. So you are clear. Good job. Yeah, got the new link in the junk folder. Okay, Daniel made it on. Yay. Look at that. We're building in numbers here. Happy to see that. All right, so we are clearing again. We are in amplification, and we are clearing. Let me just pull that list back up for a couple of you that just literally got on now. So this is what we're clearing: alien type 3, mechanism implants, alien type 8, holographic inserts, guest seeds, ghost permeations, walk-ins, implants, and everything up here is in matter and the physical body. So this stuff is related to your physical body, really in your prostate. And these are the things in amplification. Not all of amplification affected the prostate. Okay, and while we're clearing, I usually take a little bit of time up front to explain some of the basics in the quantum activations. So just keep pumping. We're pumping for a good 20 minutes on this topic, and then we'll go on to the next. So first of all, the reason that why are we working with the quantum field, and why does it work, and why do these silly hand movements work? And we see miracle after miracle after miracle with this technique. I got this information myself when I was in prayer and meditation in my garden. And it was really, God, take me or make me well. I'm suffering. You promised me the Garden of Eden, and I'm living in hell on earth. And that experience of being so sick and saying, I need to be here in a different way. You know, that kind of ultimatum of, God, I need to get better, came through loud and clear. And I began that very day to regenerate. And I watched a stem cell, a master cell in my mind's eye, I watched it go to its God state. And in its God state, this very sick master cell had gone to a pulsing blue orb, which really just took my breath away. It was so beautiful. And I realized that I was looking at the face of God, and that not just spirit was part of God and our physical bodies were made of clay, but that our physical bodies were actually made of God essence also. And so that was a great awakening for me. I think we believe that our bodies are clay. We push them around. We push our bodies around, and we make our bodies work for us, but our bodies are actually part of the divine also. And so then we look at the gift of that first day was that my hands started moving. I got the quantum pump in that first day. And then we look at the quantum field, and there are two kinds of physics. There's Newtonian physics, which is like relativity and the apple falling from the tree. Just what you see is what you get. And then we have quantum physics. And quantum physics, they were both defined in 1915. Quantum physics defines everything as part of a great field. And everything is part of this field, and all of it is particles vibrating. And based on how the particles are vibrating, you get Julie Renee, and you get a globe, and you get hope, and the word hope over there, and you get the computer screen. And so the particles are vibrating differently to have different things show up. And we're able to, with our mind and our hand, the quantum pump, we're able to set an intention, get to the higher vibration of the quantum field. So we're able to get to the pleasure field or the above 500, where miraculous recreation and clearing is possible. And we are able to rearrange the particles so that they vibrate in a better frequency or a better organized way for you. So that's how the quantum pump works. Muscle testing was defined in 1976 by a chiropractor, probably been around much longer than that. He called it kinesiology, and he discovered that the body itself had knowledge and wisdom, and if you told the body a lie, the muscles would become weak, and if you told the body the truth, the muscles would stay strong. And so it's really the muscle becoming weak. You've seen people at a fair doing this test to see what makes them strong and what makes them weak. So just understanding that that's where muscle testing comes from. It's probably, like I said, it's probably been around for eons, but was defined by a chiropractor in 1976, and we use that as our measuring tool for how far we've come. I think some things have come in. Let's see. Have to listen on the phone while watching you on the computer. Okay. Daniel, that might be the speed of your computer. You might, the next time you take a class, just double check on the speed of your computer. You probably do some things to increase the speed of the computer. What's happening is you're able to see but not get, you know, sometimes people get the video or the audio and they don't get both because the speed of the computer isn't fast enough to hold both. Okay, and I think, let me just check and see, 8 more minutes. So in those 8 minutes, I'll also talk about the human blueprint itself, because I think this will be really interesting for you to understand how the human blueprint works. When I started looking at the human blueprint, I realized that there were 4 basic elements in the blueprint. There was perception, which were thought forms. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. There were thought forms that existed before spirit, and those thought forms were us. And then there was spirit, and spirit is a spirit, soul, life force, and high self. And so we have that, we call that essence or our essential nature. And then we have matter, everything physical, so the bones, the cells, the glands, the organs, the fluid, your hair, your nails, everything that makes you up physically is matter. And then energy, and energy is like your aura, your chakras, your meridians, that halo, human access portal, nadis, just everything that is in the energetic realm, not spirit, but energy. It's energy. It's your energy body. And each of them has a different purpose and function and helps you to run the body beautifully. The energy body is developed and formed. It's informed on how to develop and how to function by the DNA. Okay, and then from there, so we have perception, essence, matter, energy. So P-E-M-E, PEM, and then ER. And the R stands for the realms. And there are 4 realms or fields that support the body, and we have access to, they help us to create miracles. And the first realm is Genesis. And we'll be working in the realm of Genesis when we start growing some new cells in your prostate a little bit later in the class. So that's the realm of Genesis. The second realm is the realm of embodiment. Embodiment allows spirit to live in body. We're actually working with the realm of embodiment right now as we clear amplification and remove the spirits who have attached and come into the body and are interfering with the function of the body. So that would be the embodiment allows us to inhabit our body, but it allows other things to inhabit our body also. So we want to just kick out the stuff that we don't want in there. And then there's quantum, which we're using the whole class, and the quantum pump, and that's the field of which we exist in, particles vibrating. And so we can both clear and we can regenerate. This is like the Shiva Shakti energy almost. It's like the energy of new life and also of destruction. And then finally, the field of amplification, which is what we're working in now. The field of amplification is so helpful in so many ways. It's the law of attraction. So what you're thinking about and what you're expanding on in your mind is what's going out into the universe and coming back to you fulfilled. So when you're thinking positive thoughts, you're fulfilling thoughts, you know, the universe is bringing you the positive of what you're thinking about. When you're ruminating and thinking about things that aren't so positive, that's what the universe is bringing you. Amplification, also all of these negative spirits ride in on the field of amplification. So that's a really good place to be doing a big cleanup in the field of amplification. Okay, so that's perception, essence, matter, energy, and realms. And the realms, again, genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. And that's basically the human blueprint. So I know I went through it really fast, but I think it's always nice to have a foundation for the human blueprint itself. Let's see. James, I have no obvious symptoms, but preventatively speaking, can you tell me what percentage of functionality my prostate is now at? About 40%, James, so good intuition to come in and have this re-tune-up. That's really great. I'm Daniel. I'm a truck driver. What I get whenever I get there is it. The universe needs to fix everything else. I'm a truck driver. What I get whenever I get there is it. Okay. I'm not quite sure if there's a question in that, Daniel, but thank you. The universe needs to fix it. I agree. And there's lots of ways that the universe provides for us and gives us tools for fixing it. Same as James for Tony. I think James was asking, let me just scroll down here, but I think you were asking about infections and did you clear them all from the advanced class? Let's see. And that is Tony. Yeah? You're 99% clear, Tony. So you have 1%, a tiny little tiny bit that you could still tune up. Okay. So let's just keep pumping. Oh, functionality. Oh, good. Okay. Sorry about that, Tony. And Tony, you're at 60%. Okay. And Daniel, question. I have been doing this cleaning, releasing work specifically to mother curse energy for years. So in spite of the perceived loss of a couple million dollars, what would some reasons I wake up with such ferocious anger towards my parents? I have come to the conclusion that it is a heal. Daniel, you know, if you're waking up angry with your parents, I would say that one of the things is their energy is still in your body and is still, there's probably control, domination from your parents. So let me just come back on the screen here. I think we're moving into perception, folks, so are we through? 2 minutes, two more minutes. Okay, so this is a really good question, Daniel. So when you have that, you wake up and you're like, you got to check and test on your body is how much domination, how much their domination energy is still affecting you. And if there's physical, are they physically in your body? Spiritually in your body? They're spiritually in your body, 40%. And they have a lot of invalidation energy coming. So what you want to do is you want to actually clear your parents out of your body like spiritual parasites. So you clear the domination. And listen, I have a big list. Let me see if I can grab it right now while we're looking at this, because I think it's really helpful for the whole class to get this. And so we're going into perception next. Okay, so we've got about a minute left on amplification. We're almost done with clearing all those spiritual parasites. We'll go into perception and DNA. That'll go a lot faster, like 4 more minutes after that. So we have about 5 minutes of clearing, and then we go into the reducing process, and then we'll do regeneration after we do the reducing process for a little bit. So we're doing great. Let me see if I can pull up that suppression domination chart, and we can take a look and see which ones might be affecting you, because I think it's really helpful. Let's see. I want the really long one, which isn't complete. Let's see if I can find it. Suppression. There might be more, but when you have that kind of overwhelming anger, you want to clear these things. Oops, did I put the right one up? Yeah, clearing suppression. Okay. So here we go. Yours was domination and control. You didn't have suppression, but you had domination and control. Held back was one that tests. Forced to be less than, restricted, trapped, can't honor yourself, can't fully express. Punishment and control, unlovable, can't experience heart-centered love related to suppression and intentions of others. So these are things that I would clear, and then I would clear your parents as if they were spiritual parasites. And, you know, to be honest with you, how I came up with that list is that I have a mentally ill mother and an alcoholic father. And I had so much running in me, and feeling like I was in a prison, and that I couldn't live really to the extent I wanted to live, where I could feel like I could belong, or I could feel cherished, or, you know, or I was feeling like tormented from the inside. And I know psychology would say, well, that's your inner landscape in your neurology. But honestly, clearing all of this stuff and then clearing my mother's family, which were really the abusive, really abusive people, and really just removing them from my neuronet and from me, I'm getting to live a very happy, very expressed life. And so that actually, all that stuff came from all things that tested for me that were true. Okay. Yeah, they both died several years ago, which is interesting. And so knowing that, they as spirits are hanging out in your body. So like they're owning your body, you need to kick them out. So they're like ghosts in your body, and you need to clear them, and probably need to clear them more than once, because a family member will jump into your body and think that it belongs there rather than moving on to the other side. Regarding suppression topic, I have enormous tension in my jaw. What could be done about that? Alien type 5. I clear alien type 5. That looks like the bugaboo permeations. It looks like the problem energy that comes along with that, the anchor. And obviously, you know, if there is something on the chart, if you can muscle test, let's see, would anything have to do with the jaw? Suppression and control could be your own, too. I mean, you could be suppressing and controlling yourself. Could be someone else doing it. Held back. Unlovable. Lack of social graces. centered, heart-centered, love related to suppression and intentions of others. So those would be ones I would recommend that you clear. And that was for Tony. And then Daniel, I put the words together. Whatever is causing my streak of bad luck, I want gone off this planet as if it never was. I said the upwards 1,500 times a day. They both died after 3 years of it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're a powerful person. So, you know, another way to do it, and good that you, you know, cleared that from your space. So they have free will, and you have free will, and you affirmed them off the planet, which is good. You got to get them out of your body. So I would do the quantum pumping and the list that I gave you. I think that will help tremendously. And then, you know, get into classes like, you know, the 100% happiness bliss factor, and let's see, the 100% full body ownership. Those two classes I think would be great for you because it really moves everything out that's negative. And when you focus on the positive, remember that field of amplification, so you clear the negative, focus on the positive, you bring in the positive. And when you focus on the negative, and I'm clearing, and you're just thinking about that, I would be clearing and singing the hills are alive, you know, whatever, it's silly, but focusing on something positive, like some happy experience that you're looking to create for yourself while you're clearing this stuff. And that that'll shift things much faster for you. Yeah, I'd be happy to gift that to you, Tony. Thanks for asking, and I will include it. I wasn't going to, but I'm happy to do that. So Tony asked for the chart that I just showed you. That actually is personally my chart, and you are so welcome to have it. It isn't all filled in, but all the content on the first few pages gives you a good sense of how to use the chart and how to clear. Okay, and Gary, what areas do you see I need to clear? I'm guessing, Gary, that you're asking about the chart, domination, suppression, control. I should just do a class on this, shouldn't I? Okay, let's put that back up on the screen so we can just walk through it and you guys can see it while I'm doing it. Okay, so Gary, control, definitely. So a little, tiny bit of domination, but not much. Held back, definitely. Restricted, trapped, can't honor self, can't fully express. Punishment and control, unlovable. Can't experience heart-centered love related to suppression and intentions of others. So those would be ones, Gary, that you could clear. Thanks a lot for reading about my jaw. You're welcome, Tony. My pleasure. Class on suppression, domination, control would be great. All right, I'll add that to the special classes. I have found, I have to say, folks, and I know that you probably realize this, but I've gotten into so much happiness as I've been doing this kind of clearing, the, you know, what are the, because I've cleared my body, and I've cleared my spirit, and I've, you know, I'm a light being, and yet I was still feeling like I just couldn't get into that happiness, and there just was no freedom to really express the way I wanted to. By clearing this, I changed my pictures. So it's been very, very interesting. I've been actually almost unrecognizable to myself in the most happy way. Like I'm walking around the house singing, and I'm on the top of a mountain, and I'm dancing. When there's music, I'm just starting to dance, and I'm hiking, and there's so much more strength. I'm hiking with some kind of vitality that I didn't have before. So I hiked 50 miles. When I took off for my break in Cabo, I did 50 miles of beach walking in soft sand. So you know that I was in good shape to do 50 miles of beach walking in soft sand. And just, you know, like I'm like almost like a little kid. I've been let out of the prison of, you know, compression and domination and suppression, and I'm out exploring the new area that I live in. I've never lived here before. I lived here for a year now, and I'm doing all the tourist things, so I know, like, about the pier and the wharf and the beaches and the mountain trails. And someone who's lived here forever had never gone out to there's a dam that's about 30 miles away, and I walked out to the dam. I did a big hike out to the dam. So I am just like a renewed sense of life and happiness and joy. And, you know, here's something to really look at is how much something like that, domination, suppression, control, all those things on that list that I cleared, and they're 100% clear, 100% clear. Look at that. Yay. So hundreds of hours of clearing for me really has allowed me to start doing something that I just couldn't figure out how to do. What was holding up? What was a holdup? I'd had a medical test done a few years ago on my neurotransmitters, and half of them were completely shut off, and the doctor didn't know how I could even be alive with half the neurotransmitters off. And I'd been really, really sick in my life, and in addition to the atomic bomb radiation exposure, I'd had radiation treatments for 10 years for cancer. And all of that combined with just, you know, a really difficult emotional background, the neurotransmitters had shut themselves off. Well, you know, amazingly, the neurotransmitters are all coming back online. And I can feel it. I was like, oh, my God, my serotonin is on. Like, I had zero serotonin in my body, zero. They couldn't measure even a tiny bit of serotonin in my body. And it's like, zoom, in a couple of weeks, it's like, woo, it's up. So maybe, I don't know, I cleared it 6 weeks ago. This chart I cleared like 6 weeks ago. And dopamine, I had almost no, I think I had 20% dopamine levels. And they were like, how can you even get out of bed? And they're, whoop, they're coming up. So I can see that just by clearing this, my chemistry is coming back on its own. Now, I did teach a three-part chemistry class, but what I'm noticing is that everything kind of works together, doesn't it? And so if you can remove the spiritual parasites and the anchors and the programs, and you can really get to the heart of the matter, the body can heal. I mean, what I'm looking at is making my body much, much younger. I'm adopting infants soon. I'm 58 years old. Just going to have my birthday pretty soon. So, and I intend to be a young, healthy mom that, you know, I have another 60, 80, 100 years ahead of me. So I intend to solve and resolve and figure out the puzzle of, you know, immortality. And I don't need to be immortal, but I know that there are things that we can remove and clear that allow us to be useful. And you hear about people who stayed young their whole life, that they appeared to be a young person the whole time they lived. And I've heard stories about that, like spiritual people that were saints that never really seemed to age. And I know it's possible for all of us. Oh, and Robert asked, what area should I concentrate on? Let's see, are we done? Everybody start with the chopping, so we're going to be reducing enlargement. So we're going to do that for about 7 minutes. Please start with the chopping. That's a double hand movement. And Robert, domination, control. Held back, restricted, can't fully express, can't live to the fullest potential, punishment, difficulty trusting others, can't experience heart-centered love related to suppression and intention of others. That would be good. Book alert, breaking the death habit. Yeah, yoo-hoo. I like that, Daniel. Breaking the death habit. I often talk about a global depression, you know, that the planet is filled with people who are depressed and they want to die. They don't want to get old. And they look at people who are getting old with Alzheimer's and dementia, and they go, boy, I don't want that. I want to die when I'm 65 and I'm still in good shape. And I hear people that are 59, 60, 62 years old saying, I don't want to live much longer. These are my golden years. This is the end of my life. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, if that's what you're putting into the universe and that's what you're putting into the field of amplification and you say that and you think that every day, guess what? That's what you're getting. My parents say they're in God's waiting room. Their friends have all passed away. My dad's 83, my mom's 79, and they're just waiting for God to take them. And I think, No. I have a lot to do. I've written so many books, and they're not all published. I've got to get them out. And there's books in my head that need to be written. And there's people to mentor, and there's children to raise, and there's parts of the planet I haven't explored. I think I've only been to 14 countries. So I got a lot of living yet to do, and I certainly don't need to be living in an old breaking down body. I want to be in a body that feels great and looks great and performs great. Okay, if I have missed a comment, I think I've gotten everybody's comment. If I've missed something from you, learn on. Yeah. So if I've missed a comment from one of you, if you have a question about this class or the last men's class, please ask. And by the way, we're going to be doing a few men's classes throughout the year. I love you guys, and I want you to have your time, your special time that isn't filled with all the girly information or group information. So if there's some topic that you really want covered, please let me know. I definitely want to address your specific needs, and I want to grow this community. So I'd love to have a men's community in the Quantum Activations program. I'd love to see several of the men. We have an all-female year-long program in the immersion group this year and last year. We had all women. When I had my apprentice program, we always had two or three men in the program, but we haven't been getting the men in the immersion program the last couple of years. So if there's, you know, if you have a pull to the immersion program, please consider it. I really want some men learning at practitioner and trainer facilitator level. So, you know, I want you guys to be able to lead and to teach your stuff too. So that would be great. And James is asking about testosterone. Looks like about 70%, James. So, and you can pump for that to pump that higher, but it doesn't look too bad. 70% is in the realm of good. I think everything over 70% is good, and under 70% you got to work on. But if you want it at 100%, you can pump to bring that up to 100%. It is a major compliment from the universe to have you as a mirror image. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much. That's really kind. Ah, it's all good. It's wonderful. Okay, let's see where we're at. So we're going to go back to the chart now and just take a look, and take a look at, and they've disappeared because I pulled so many things up. One second, I've got to move a few things off the screen here. Move that down. And here we go. I got it back up on the forefront. All right. So we've cleared bloodline, Lucifer stops, evil spirit curses, timeline, cycles, alien type 3 mechanisms, implants, alien type 8, holographic inserts, gas seeds, ghosts, permeations, walk-ins, implants. And, okay, so those are all clear. They all test clear. Group mind virus, black magic, trauma, agreements, karma. We haven't cleared karma yet. And medical control energy we have cleared. So karma, we've got to pump a little more for karma. Emotions, DNA, and shared energy we have cleared. Do we need to do the karma clearing process? No. You just need me to clear. Somebody's got some karma that they need me to clear. So it's just one person. I'll just do that. Yay. Okay, and so remember that the chopping is going to reduce the size of the prostate. And just to, if you're wondering, and you probably all know, the prostate is right in here. That's where the prostate is. And it can swell So that's what we're looking at. Oops, sorry about that. The floater. And then we'll be moving into the cell regeneration once we get the reduction process going. So let's see. Just another 3 minutes on reducing. So we're just going to pump a little bit more for reduction. And while we're doing that, I'm just going to take a minute to show you what the upcoming classes are, because I have a feeling at the end we'll be pumping like crazy. So spring and summer trainings that are coming up. By the way, I do have a Diamond online immersion program in August and one at my home, November 27th. We only allow 12 people maximum in my home. So if you are wanting to come and spend a week training with me, this is a very, very special week here in my home. You want to sign up for the Diamond Immersion program in Carmel Valley. And you stay at a little local hotel, or you get a bed and breakfast or an Airbnb or whatever, and then you're here with me from 9 to 5 during the day. And we have snacks provided. The training is unbelievable. We're creating and documenting and going deeper than you could ever imagine. And each Diamond class is extraordinary. And we discover new things because we're in a small group and people are asking questions. And I'm able to, because we have the whole day, I'm able to actually go deeper and look at issues and concerns and questions on a much, much deeper level. Yes, by the way, Gary, the slides are included with the replay, so they're actually turned into a PDF, and you'll have all the slides. Okay, and then, so these are the upcoming classes. By the way, on the mother wound, this is a free class. One of you fellows just mentioned to me about healing your mother wound, and we have a Father's Day, a good man clearing. I just encourage you to get into both of these, the Mother's Day healing the mother wound and the Father's Day good man clearing. So if you didn't have a mother that was wonderful, or if your father wasn't a good example of a good man, or you've had men around you that you don't think are good men, these are great clearings for that. I'd love all of you to be on the Earth Day clearing. We need 2,000 people to clear all the curses from the earth, so please share this with your friends. And for some of you, hearing restored. I've been getting asked this over and over, will you do a hearing class? And some of you might want to do the Ending Addiction program. Let's see, the Freedom from Spiritual Parasites in past 7 hour and the advanced class is 4 hours. Both of them are in July. Uh, 100% success, that's a wealth class, and really clears your field for more success in business and also in bringing in more wealth. Everyday Magnetism, again, is a wealth class, magnetizing things to you. Quantum Emotional Balance is going to be a wonderful class. We're actually looking at the emotions, how they're wired in the brain, but also how spiritual parasites get wired into the emotions. So that should be an incredible class. Yeah, I think that's good. That's what I wanted you to know about the upcoming classes. You guys might be interested in this. When one of you asked about the extreme anger, you wake up and you're mad at your parents. Look at this chart that I've been mapping out on emotions. Is that the one? Yeah, that's the one. You're going to be surprised. So hatred, look at this, permeations, alien type 4. They get in your perception, energy, embodiment, and amplification. So there you go. So hatred itself can come from you, but then you get these spiritual anchors and spiritual parasites that set it awry. So this is what we're going to be doing in emotional balance. We're going to be going through all of these different feelings and the energy vibrations and the spiritual parasites, and we're going to be cleaning house. So, and we'll be doing many, many more in addition to this. So I'm planning to do several hundred. And, you know, I think it's a good, it tests for some of you. That's why I'm showing it to you. So it tests. So understanding what's going on with yourself when you have rage or anger or hatred or shame or guilt or whatever those feelings are, and they don't feel like they're just feelings. They feel like they've got a spin on it or a twist on it. It's going to be a spiritual parasite with an anchor, and you clear them and you feel better. Focusing the chart, and that is that's probably the speed of your computer. Okay, what can I do to speed up the quantum pump? I've just move more pumping than I can see me doing in my lifetime. Come to the diamond class. In the diamond class, we spend time doubling the speed of your quantum pump. So that would be a place where if you want to pump faster and then you learn the technique, so once you've adjusted up, you can do it again, and it might improve it by another 10 or 20%. So there are some techniques that can be done. In the diamond class, we do the speeding up the quantum pump. So that would be a place to come and learn that. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah, lots and lots of new information coming in, you guys. So I feel like in the Christian tradition, there's this period of time called Pentecost, and it hasn't technically even started, but it starts about 45 days after Easter, I think, and it goes on for a while, like for a lot of the summer and I think into September. And what Pentecost is this outpouring of spiritual gifts. But the funny thing is, it feels like for 3 or 4 or maybe 5 months, I've really just felt the flood of spiritual information coming at a very amplified level. And so there's a lot of filling in the pieces and filling in the blanks and, you know, oh, that's tied to that's tied to that's tied to that. And so it's the picture is getting so much more in focus as far as the quantum activations go. It's a very, very exciting time for the deeper levels of understanding. And so while you're in the trainings at the time when all of this fresh, new clarification is coming in, it's so wonderful to have you here. And I know that you're hungry for it and you're helping bring it in. Because as you ask the questions and as you say, I want this, then it's really like easy to access. It's so easy to say, oh, good, and here we go, and we have access to it. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to get that one is going to be shut off. And that one is going to be shut off. I'm just clearing out a bunch of the charts, so we'll leave that one up because we're going to send that to you. And we're going to come back to the slides now. And we're going to be starting the cellular neogenesis next. And so what we're going to do, so I'm going to give you the process, fellows, the chopping process, and a timeline for those of you who are reducing the prostate. So in your homework, you'll get that information of what do I need to do every day to reduce my prostate so it feels better. So I will give that to you in the homework, but that chopping is what you're going to be doing. I'll give you the days and the amount of time in the days. In the cell regeneration, we're going to get through that today. So we're going to start with regenerating the master cell and the stem cells in the prostate. And we're looking at all of these different components in a master cell, each different cell. I'm having difficulty finding the cell structure. Some things like the bladder are well publicized on the internet. I couldn't really pull up cell structure or an individual picture of the prostate easily online. So we'll just use this standard master cell. It has all the different elements in it. and we're pumping to reinitiate 100% function from the blueprint to the physical cells in the membrane, nucleus, absorption organelle, elimination organelle, DNA, and mitochondria. Again, reminding you that the mitochondria, this little caterpillar-shaped critter that looks a little bit like a caterpillar on the inside of the membrane right here, is right in the middle there. There's a program for regeneration. You tickle the caterpillar and turn on the program for regeneration, and that starts the cascade of new cell growth. So that's where new cell growth starts. The master cell, the master cell for James's question is the cell that was with you 7 days after conception. And all of those master cells were there, and they have all of the programming for your cell regeneration and, though, for growing that gland, organ, or system. And then the stem cells also have all of that information, but they weren't with you 7 days after conception. The one that was with you 7 days after conception, unless it's been surgically removed, typically stays in your body your entire life. Okay, and it's so evident from James, yay. And Daniel, at the time of Halloween, you gave the technique of spiritual lasso connected to source energy to erase wayward spirits memory. Would this work for my situation? It could. Yeah, you could tie it down and then chop at it. Definitely. And then how do we pump right now? No chopping anymore. Thank you, Tony. A quantum pump is the next thing. So with regeneration, it's strictly quantum pump. That's all it is, quantum pump. This is slightly too, oops. Is that too big for that? A little bit too big, huh? Oh, no, it's just this isn't opened enough. There we go. Better. And we're going to do about 11 minutes of pumping to get the master cell. This is pretty easy to do once we've done all that big clearing and kicked out the spiritual parasites and anchors. So with me pumping with you, it's about 11 minutes. We'll go slightly over since we lost a few minutes of the class. You certainly aren't going to lose your time. But I think that we will be probably completing around 5 minutes after the hour. So I'm hoping all of you can just hang in there with us and get the prostate started on its regeneration. The regeneration for the prostate... Right now, it's set at 54 days. I think we can get it set much more. So let's see, can we get it? I think we can get it up to like 83 days of new cell growth, which is what we'd ideally like. So when you're working on reducing the prostate, there are a couple images for size that you could be working on. Also with inflammation, you can do just the quantum pump, like a clearing up here in amplification. You can do a clearing, let's see. I think we put it here, but if you have inflammation, oops, there we go. You could just clear for inflammation. Does anybody have inflammation right now? I don't see it, so I think it cleared without us having to focus on it. But you could, if you had inflammation, you could focus on just pumping to clear inflammation. Let's see. Oh, reducing in size imagery. One of the things I think is really great is to imagine a very overblown balloon, and you're just letting the air out. So you're imagining as you're pumping, letting the air out and it going down to, you know, walnut size or fist size, whatever that is that it's supposed to be. Let's see here. I'm just looking up the actual size that this should prostate should be. Looking up the facts, anatomy. Oh, here we go. Prostate normal. The normal size of prostate gland is about the size and shape of a walnut or a golf ball. When it is enlarged, the prostate may obstruct urine flow from the bladder and the urethra. Comparing the normal and large prostate glands as a reference in these articles. Okay, so there's, took me about six times to get it, but I got some good description, so that's really good. So let's put that right up here on the slides, so we've got that. Oops. There we go. Excellent. And then once we get the cell regenerations, the master cells and the stem cells up to 100%, we're going to mirror the surrounding cells. So we're going to give them a big boost of good information by mirroring the information. And then from there, we will go on to stimulating the cascade of new cell growth. So we're almost there. We're in the home stretch. So just keep pumping. So how did you guys like the meditation that we did at the beginning? And did you notice some shifting in your body from the meditation itself? And then also, have you been feeling some changes as we've been progressing through the day? Excellent. Thank you, James. Let's see. Interesting. It looks like about 12% of you really needed this, like it was very important for you. And another 40%, this was important to have this because the prostate is an issue, but it isn't an urgent issue. And 47% of you wanted to do this so that you would prevent a problem from happening. So that's fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for having the foresight and awareness to jump on the call. I really appreciate that. Missed the meditation due to tech difficulties, but have much of your other material. Well, great. And I hope that you will jump in. That first half an hour was devoted to setting the body up so that the shift could happen easily. And I think you'll love it because we're working with the chakras and survival brain and some really cool stuff. Beautiful meditation. Thanks, Robert. Yay. Okay. All right, so we're still pumping. We're going to be pumping for a few more minutes on the regeneration. And just hang in there. I think what we normally do is we stop pumping, or we stop me being on the screen at 11, and we keep doing some videos. What we'll do is we'll take you until about 10 after, and then we'll have the videos play. They probably aren't lined up in this new they're probably not lined up in this new program. Okay. We'll be shown. Okay. Okay, but we're going to stay on. I'm going to stay live with you a few more minutes because we lost some minutes, so we're not going to stop yet. Let me just let my producer know that too. I know she's listening, but. Okay, so we're pumping. It's really funny. I pulled a card for the class right before the class came live, and I want to show it to you. And it was vigilance, and I'm sure it had to do with the technology drop. So isn't that interesting? And how you have to just stay on top of everything. And then I just pulled a card for the end of the class, and look what I got. Meditation. Maybe we'll end the last 3 or 4 minutes in a little short reflective meditation. That's funny. So, it's all good. Oh, good. Daniel's, would her energy dilute my parents out of me? Not necessarily. I think you should work on kicking them out. You know, that sometimes your parents' energy can go awry and create havoc in relationships. So work on clearing that out. I would definitely focus on clearing that out. And I get a no to the answer to that, Daniel. So kick them out. You know, pump them out, clear them out, remove them. We're 98% through with the regeneration of the master and stem cells. No, I would not do that. I gave you some information, Daniel, about how to clear them. I told you that you would clear them like spiritual parasites and like ghosts inhabiting your body, and that you would clear domination, suppression, control, whatever the list was I gave you. So I would not do that. Not the 1500. I don't see any purpose in that. You can get them really cleared out and probably 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, you don't have to spend years working on it. You do have to spend a little bit of time working on it because they've been there a long time. But if you do the suppression chart and you really clear everything I gave you on that chart, they probably won't have much of a foothold in you. So. Oh, good. Oh, good. Yay. Yeah. So that's what you want to do. You want to just really, like, clean house. Daniel, do you muscle test? Because that's a way to test that you're complete. You know, so if you muscle test, that's going to be really helpful. And then we will get you the replay, so you'll probably immediately, we won't take the time to put the two links, the two videos together, so you'll get a video the first half an hour, and then you'll get the video of the last whatever amount of time. I think we came live at 11:46 or 11:48, and whenever we came live, you'll get that video to the 5 or 10 after, so the last hour and a half or whatever that was. So that'll be good. So you'll have both pieces, and then we'll have it transcribed for you also, and the audio will be there. And you'll just have to skip over. We will eventually, when we prep for the class, we turn it into a home study class, but it won't happen instantly. But if you want to listen to the audio, we will have someone edit that, but it'll probably take a couple weeks because the process of getting things ready for the home study just takes a little bit longer. But the replays go out immediately, and I will give you, for those of you who want the reduction protocols, I'll give them to you. So just open up the email when it comes, and I'll give you the protocols, how much chopping you need to do, how many days you need to do it. You won't be doing it every day. Every third day you'll be doing chopping for about a half an hour for about 5 weeks, looks like. I don't know about downloadable. They're up on YouTube, and they tend to be too long to be downloadable. So we generally don't have videos that are downloadable, but they're always up, and they're on a delivery page for you that you'll always have access to. So they're always yours. We're pretty close to our member site being fulfilled or completed, and all of the classes that you take forever will go into the member site. So you'll always have access. You'll have your own password, and you'll be able to go into all the classes that you've taken and review them whenever you want. We're really just about there. And the only reason for the delay is I've continued to add more classes. I added 12 more classes last week, and my tech people are like, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" But they also think I'm really inspired, and they're into it. It's just like a ginormous amount of work. I've thrown like 75 new classes since the first of the year at them. So yay! Okay. The regeneration of the master cell is complete. So you're going to pump now for the mirroring. So we're mirroring the surrounding cells. We're getting all the cells to read at 100%. And we're at 60% right now. So just keep pumping, just the regular quantum pump for the mirroring. Okay, 99%. And starting that cascade of new cell growth with the mitochondria. So just imagining tickling the little mitochondria, the little caterpillar, or pressing on the little belly of the mitochondria there and starting the cascade of new cell growth. And then we'll just end with a little visualization here, sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine and sending a line of energy up to the Supreme Being above your head. And just seeing your body filled with light, seeing the prostate come to a walnut size, very healthy, functioning very well, doing exactly what it needs to do. Notice that your bladder is relaxed and easy and works beautifully. Notice that your body is feeling great, feeling energized, Feeling clearer than you've felt in many weeks. Bringing your spirit completely into your body, into your toes and your fingers and your back and your torso and your neck and your head. Bringing your spirit into your prostate and into the penis and the testicles and the whole male body. Bringing your spirit into all the new cells that are regenerating. And bringing your spirit into your heart center and your love wisdom, your generosity and your kindness. Feeling very relaxed, very kind, very benevolent to others. Able to be the strong man that you are, to provide and protect for the folks around you and to do a good job of loving yourself, having permission to be magnificent, to be the hero, to be the strong man, the wise man, the wise elder, love wisdom filled man, and breathing in and out and energizing this new experience, coming back into the room, maybe with the blessings of the Supreme Being, that this health activation for a healthy prostate is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. And folks, we've got for you 84 days of new cell growth in the prostate. So you'll be looking for improvements in the new cells over a period of almost 3 months. So you'll be, you know, for those of you who are shrinking the prostate, you're going to be chopping 30 minutes every fourth day. So 3 days go by, and then on the next day, on the fourth day, you do it again. So, let's see, is that clear? Or every 72 hours. So if we say it that way, every 72 hours, chop. For 30 minutes, imagining a balloon shrinking down to a walnut size. And you're going to do that for 5 weeks and longer if you need to. That really, really works. So know that it works. Seen it work over and over again with people who have enlarged prostates. They just shrink right down. So it's going to work for you too. All right, my dears. Love you. God bless you. We have some videos lined up for you if you can stay on. Welcome to pump some more if you'd like to just keep clearing the energy. You can see some of the new classes that are coming up. We do have 100% Vitality and Essence this week. So Vitality was yesterday and Essence is tomorrow. Your Year of Miracles is next week. Love you guys. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.